We're talking the Chinese. Just to finish off, Beijing is going to host next year's Olympic Games, of course, and they're a bit worried because the air quality in Beijing is absolutely terrible. In 2004, the records showed that even by Chinese standards, air was breathable and fit for humans on 282 days of the year only. Now, that's Chinese standards. I don't know how that compares with EU standards, but I bet it's not good. And at the time, the Chinese said they were going to plant some roof gardens to try and combat the problem. So they were planting this really hard grass, which grows in really... that's grass isn't the stuff you mow with a lawnmower, not the cannabis variety. And it's it grows on the roof. It tolerates very dry, very wet, and very hot and cold conditions. So it's a sort of very, very good material. Makes these very thin stems, and the idea was wind would blow across it and drop particles into it, so it would be like a giant filter paper on top of all the buildings. Well, that was 4 years ago. Now they've moved a few industries around. They're trying to combat the fact that traffic's going up by 15% every year in Beijing, so it's a huge problem. Now they've said, let's get rid of some of the coal-fired power stations, and they're going to build the world's 10th largest wind farm on the outskirts of Beijing. 33 massive turbines, 100 million kilowatt hours of output, which is quite a lot of energy. That's on an annual basis. And they say that will save 10 million tonnes of carbon dioxide every single year. And it's going to come in at a cost of something like £50 million. So it's actually not a huge investment for quite a big sales. And why I'm impressed is that China has this bad reputation for being a kind of big, nasty pollution machine. But in fact, I think they are quite conscious about the environment. And this kind of says that they are quite worried about the fact that they need to do something other than just build more coal-fired power stations.
They've obviously got a huge population that they need to supply with power. So if they can make steps in that direction, then that's fantastic. Excellent.
Thanks, Phil. Well, it's The Naked Scientists, and if you have any science questions, it's our science Q&A show this week, then you can send them to us now. On the way, we'll be finding out why we're having such freaky weather, because John Law will be joining us from WeatherQuest, and he'll be telling us why we've had all this rain and why we're having so much cold weather, not just in this country, but other countries worldwide are getting freaky weather too. Plus, Mark Peplow is coming from Chemistry World. He'll be explaining how goats can combat nerve gas poisoning, and also how to get energy from coal much more cleanly.
The Naked Scientists, supported by the Wellcome Trust.